Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, wrestling fans? It is I, Robert DeFelice, filling in for Sean Ross out tonight. This is your Fightful SmackDown post-show. It's WrestleMania weekend. We're 24 hours away from the biggest show of the year, and it's going to be a good one, and there's a million other things going on tonight, but if you're here, if you want to come in and spend some time with us, we would be more than glad to have you along for the ride. I'm Robert DeFelice. I'm joined by Alex Cardoza, the wonderful normal SmackDown co-host. How you doing, Alex?
I'm happy to be here, man. You're taking the spot for everyone, so that means you're basically running the company.
You know, that is true. I am basically running the company. I guess, I'm taking Kate's spot. So, you know.
Yeah. Kate seems to think she runs the show, right? So she's going to kill me for that.
Sure she does, Alex. We all know that, you know, if Kate's running the show, I can easily run this show. But I'm super stoked to be here with you guys. Get in your Humper Chats. Get in your Super Chats. I know it's a busy night, but any bit of support really does help. Of course, if you really want to help, you can subscribe to Fightful Select. It's the best $5 in the industry. Sean Rossoff is going to have a ton of scoops this weekend for WrestleMania, and I am just so excited. I'm so excited for Mania. I'm excited to talk about this wonderful episode of SmackDown, and let's just get into it, Alex, because we started off with a bang, and we started off with the Usos, who, you know, they came out to cut a promo, and they were interrupted by Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, who said, before we get in the ring, we're going to make sure that you know that we've said everything we need to say. And they said that it's been a wild ride. It's been a great story, but they need to finish the story. And Kevin Owens said he's conflicted because when he came to WWE, the Usos helped him. They showed him that they could be nice guys that could welcome him into the industry. And he looked up to them until they started doing Roman's bidding. Then the Usos said, you don't know anything about loyalty. You're going to stab each other in the back after you lose the big one like you always do. Because by the end of WrestleMania, it's going to be the same thing it always is. And still, the Usos. Alex, does it get any better than this?
Man, let me tell you something. Are you for this? This is a question I post every week. Where are we going to go after we're done with this? I'm afraid that the Usos might just disappear for a while. You know, if the titles do change hands, does the story continue? Do we lose this incredible lightning that we caught in a bottle with the Bloodline and Sammy and everyone? Like, it's insane, man. I hope that we probably get like 2-3 matches out of this, you know, like they come back for SummerSlam and beat the crap out of each other again. That would be pretty dope. But really strong intro to SmackDown. They sometimes whiff a little bit, I would say, on SmackDown. Like it sort of fizzles off even in the beginning. But this held its own, man, all the way through.
I agree. I think I'm gonna lay it all on line here. I think this match should main event. I won WrestleMania. I had no disrespect to Charlotte and Rhea or even John Cena and Austin Theory that I know were, it was briefly considered that they would be since ESPN put them on the graphic on top. But I really think that this is the story and this is the special moment that you need to give everybody the ending that they wanted. They wanted Sami Zayn in the main event of WrestleMania. You get that and you get a beautiful, happy ending of friendship. Alex, I'm so big on friendship, Alex. You know, sometimes friendship just needs to win the day.
Friendship is all we need, to be completely honest. Look, we're friends here. We've never worked with each other, but we've always had such a straight friendship Twitter.
It's so true. And the friendship is going to carry us right through this podcast. And that's exactly what I think their friendship is going to carry them to the tag team championship. I'm hoping, Alex, that we get new belts, regardless of who wins.
Man.
I would like a complete brand refresh.
Yes.
That is just what I hope to see. I do want to get to this wonderful super chat because we appreciate this from Adam that says, have some money, you heroes. I don't know if I'm a hero. Alex is a hero.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just a guy doing my job, and we just appreciate all of you who want to spend some time here. I do also want to acknowledge that, yeah, some bad storms did knock SmackDown out for some people, and we hope everybody is staying safe.
For sure.
But yeah, that was a great way to start off SmackDown, and we go right into a Fatal 4-Way, which saw Ricochet defeat Montez Ford, Chad Gable, and Eric of the Viking Raiders as we head to this WrestleMania Showcase men's Fatal 4-Way tag match. I'm not feeling this, man. Like, just say the words, hey, it's a number one contender match for the Raw after Mania. Now I'm invested. Say anything other than, but it's a WrestleMania Showcase, and I think we got something. But this is a fun match, of course. Ricochet and Montez are flipping all over the place. Chad Gable has been utilized the best since I think Triple H took over. And Eric, honestly, the Viking Raiders are a tremendous tag team, probably the best of this particular bunch. But with this current gimmick in their current state, I kind of feel like they're just there. Ricochet does get the win. Alex, what do you think about this? And what do you think about the Fatal 4-Way at WrestleMania in general?
I'm a little lost with it, man. I feel like it was just something that they just decided to throw together because they needed to fill spots. I don't know. I feel like it's great to see these guys work. I love to see Chad Gable and Otis, obviously. I'm hoping that Ivar and Eric and, you know, Valhalla, they kind of turn to be a little bit more of an evil faction, kind of like just run rampant through the through the tag team division and just kill everyone, you know, but I'm still very hopeful for that. But yeah,
see, I'm a believer that the Viking Raiders could be the best like one-off match that you could ever get for an Owens and Zayn, even an Usos. But like, if you just want to have a fun Ring of Honor PWG style tag team match, just let them go.
Yes,
on Monday, yes, and let them have some fun.
Yes,
I don't. As far as who wins, I think the Profits should win. I think they're deserving of a major WrestleMania win in front of fans. And hopefully we get a really great match and a really revitalized tag team division coming out of WrestleMania 39.
For sure. Let's start feeding KO. If they do come out of this victorious, I mean, start feeding them. Start feeding KO and Sami Zayn. Some people just, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, because, I mean, I like Ricochet. Braun Strowman is a great guy for his size, but put together tag teams during an era where you have so many credible athletes. Like, call up the Creeds, call up anyone. I want to see some revitalized energy in the tag division. But speaking of revitalized energy, Alex, we got Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. It's a video package, kind of catching everybody up to their match at WrestleMania. It will be on night one. Some people believe this will be the main event. I believe either way, they will have a chip on their shoulder and they're going to be filled with so much energy to steal the show because they want to prove that they're deserving of the main event. And I'm looking forward to this. I do have to say, this is one of two matches at WrestleMania where there can only be one right decision here. And the right decision is Rhea Ripley wins the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be I think they are planning to put on a clinic. I think that they have something to prove, not only for the company, for themselves, for the audience. You know, they really want to be able to show that they are deserving of a giant spot, you know. I think Rhea would make an obvious good choice. Obviously, like, the Judgment Day to me is something that should be broken up already. I don't really see any cohesiveness anymore with them unless, like, they just show up together to do something. But other than that, you know, Rhea's like the glue right now that holds that team. I feel like she's the boss, man, you know.
I think she has been the linchpin of the group.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. I think she's been spread thin this Mania. But she's also in so many stories, and I think it shows her versatility. And hopefully I'm not ready to see them split just yet, because they have a new faction potentially they could be feuding with that we'll talk about in a little bit. And I think they're just getting started with what they can accomplish, because they're finally getting a groove that they didn't have.
Very true.
Before, when they were still trying to find their way and Edge was the leader and then they added Dom. But all in all, I think Charlotte needs to put Rhea over here.
Yeah.
And Rhea Ripley winning the SmackDown title is going to bring new energy to that brand. Hopefully it allows Charlotte to find a lane to go into, because she's been very outspoken in interviews recently. She wants to just enjoy the process rather than focus on being a heel or babyface. But I think, much like her father, Charlotte was born to be a heel. And when we get that out of Charlotte, that's when she's at her best.
Agreed.
But then we get to a WrestleMania tradition, Alex. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It used to be a Memorial Battle Royal. Maybe we're not memorializing him anymore. It's just a Battle Royal. The winner does get a trophy. Here's what I don't like, Alex. You know what 99.9% of the entrants did not get? A proper entrance.
Yeah, you think?
Golly, I mean, when you've got so many dudes, including Karrion Kross, including Bronson Reed, including Legado del Fantasma, and the only people who get an entrance are Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley, you kind of get a hint as to who maybe is going over, but I still had a lot of fun with this, Alex. I mean,
yeah.
Baron Corbin get eliminated in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Very weird.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that guy can't catch a break. It's unfortunate because I know a lot of people he's got go away heat with a lot of people, but that poor guy, he's so much, I think he's better than what he's given, but he's so good at playing the fool that what can you do? We also got some fun stuff with Dexter Lumis, just sort of standing in the corner for a while and not moving. You know, he did eventually help eliminate Massey and Mansoir. And Johnny was also getting in on that action. I'm a little disappointed. Johnny was kind of just eliminated unceremoniously. Yes, it was Lashley, but like, come on, this guy's got a major match tomorrow afternoon. He's going to be wrestling Grayson Waller at NXT Stand and Deliver. And I think he could have used a strong showing here to show that, okay, when he's done with that, when he finally ends all of that, we're going to get a Johnny Gargano on the main roster that feels motivated, that feels proper.
It was very quick, too. It was a super-duper-ca-duper condensed battle royale. Like, I kind of stepped away to get a drink of water when I came back. Like, 3/4 of the match was already over. I was like, wait, what happened? Like, what? Why? Where did everyone go? You know? I think they could have definitely, it would have been nice to have these guys shine in front of the audience tomorrow. But I also understand and know that there's a lot of things going on backstage that, you know, they want to condense the show and just get whoever needs to be on TV and that's it and go. So,
you know, one thing we did see backstage was a runner basically appearing to get missed in the face after coming out of the locker room of the Great Muta.
What a great segue there.
I think that is a great shout. I think everything going on with the Hall of Fame, which is about to get underway on Peacock, was, it's a lot of fun. It's a condensed class this year, but I really feel like it's one of the most deserving classes in a number of years, because you got Rey Mysterio, you've got Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman should have been in the WWE Hall of Fame a while ago, but if there's any celebrity deserving of being in any wrestling Hall of Fame, it's Andy Kaufman.
Well, for sure.
Stacey Keibler, wonderful part of the Ruthless Aggression era. I'm glad she's getting her flowers. Tim White getting the Warrior Award. I applaud. More referees should be honored. And of course, like we said, the great Muda, who embodies wrestling in so many ways. And I think it's so cool that he's getting this moment.
Same. I think Muda, like, he transcended so many generations, even since we were younger. I remember watching him, you know, in the early WCW days, and just thinking, oh man, like, really kind of try to follow his career. Obviously, it was very hard back in the day to kind of like stay in touch with anything Japan wrestling, right? Unless you bought the magazines and you read up on it, or tape traded, you know. But it's really, really cool to see, which WWE does very well, bring in entities like that that have transcended pro wrestling through so many generations and through so many companies, and honor them in such a great way, you know?
Yes. And back to this battle royal here, we do have a super chat from True Infamous 73 that says, in the battle royal, Cole picked Top Dollar to win because he can't get over the top rope. Michael Cole, for some reason, he's been the straight man for years on WWE television. But when it comes to Dominic Mysterio and Top Dollar, he's just like, I don't care. They're the worst. Top Dollar can never get over the top rope. It's pathetic. He did go over the top rope. I believe it was Lashley that got the job done. But this battle royal eventually came down to LA Knight, Bronson Reed, Braun Strowman, and Bobby Lashley. And I know we're in LA, Alex, but LA Knight was over.
Yeah. No pun intended.
You think that it's LA Knight's game? Do you think we're going to see LA Knight at WrestleMania?
Oh, 100%. He's going to, you know, Mr. Nick Khan did mention in some media scrums that there was a lot of surprises coming this weekend. So I could only hope that the man just shows up and starts spitting on that mic. How can you be in LA without LA Knight, you know, and just take over the ring? I think it'll be not only like a really cool moment for us to watch it, but just in general, man, like the man deserves it.
I hope that LA Knight, it is his game, but I do hope there's a certain Texas rattlesnake that I know spent some time in the state of California. Yes. That would be my dream. I want to hear, yeah, what? I think if there's ever a time to do what chant, it's the back and forth with the yeah and the what.
And he looks jacked, bro.
He is, God, he's so jacked. He did not win this battle royal. Unfortunately, he was number four of the final four. Bronson Reed got a hell of a showing, eliminating big bad Braun Strowman. And then I thought for a second, Alex, they were going to put over a guy, Bronson Reed, and no, Bobby Lashley handedly threw him over the top rope, posed with the Andre Trophy. Now, at this point, I have to ask, were you expecting anything from Bray Wyatt? Were you expecting anything that would lead to a Bobby Lashley match or moment at WrestleMania?
I was. It felt that when it not only did the show itself, you know, the battle royale itself feel a little bit rushed, like the entire time that he was standing there, I felt like there was like time left over. So were we expecting something? Like in my head, I'm thinking, I know Bray's been kind of quiet, but maybe do we see him do something fun here? You know, and it is WrestleMania. They do have a lot of time to fill. Do we see Bray Wyatt make it a surprise appearance as well? Like, he has been such a either hit or miss talent since Triple H brought him back. And more or less has been more miss. I'm sorry. I love him as a performer, but right now nothing screams must see when you tell me his name.
It's so unfortunate because no one is a greater supporter of Bray Wyatt than I am. And I just feel like they have really kind of missed the ball. I know that there's, you know, Fightful Select, go subscribe, reported that he had a physical issue. Yeah. And I understand that. But this character came in so red hot, and then the Uncle Howdy stuff just sort of flopped. And, you know, it's like, I really feel like Bray Wyatt could be the guy. I want him to win the Royal Rumble next year. I'll say this right now. I want Bray Wyatt, Cody Rhodes, Undisputed Title, WrestleMania, because there's history there. But we got to – Bray Wyatt needs to finish his story, and I feel like he's not even gotten a chance to start the story he wants to tell with Uncle Howdy and Alexa Bliss and these characters.
I know. I mean, look at Alexa Bliss. She's not even at WrestleMania.
She did say that she would be – in LA, and she would be at the building. So let's see.
Well, I do have it in good confidence to say that she will be sharing a suite with a certain person I know. So that's where I'll leave it at.
A certain person.
Certain person. I'm not going to say who, but they will be there together.
I see. You know, but Alex, you mentioned that the Battle Royale was a little short, a little condensed, and it was a lot of people, a lot of action, and sometimes those things are unfortunately short, and unfortunately, they don't go as long as you want to go in those. But if you want to go a little longer when you're under the big spotlight on as any given night, boy, oh boy, do we have the sponsor for you. Here's Sean Rossette.
You know, spring has sprung, but maybe your penis hasn't. Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL is going to fix that. Whether you're in the mood or you're trying to get in the mood, Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL has you covered. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You know they work. But it comes to you discreetly. You're not going to have everybody at the pharmacy or the doctor's office be like, what's he getting? Because somebody else is getting a little something once you use Blue Chew and the code FIGHTFUL. You meet with an online physician, and if approved, it arrives straight to your door discreetly. And how about this? How about free? You just pay $5 shipping. That's it. Pay $5 shipping. And you're going to have that performance, that main event performance, that confidence. It's not just for people with a problem performing sexually. It's for that confidence, that main event. Blue Chew in the code FIGHTFUL.
Yes, you do want that main event confidence, something I do hope Bray Wyatt eventually finds in his career. But, you know, look, we got a lot of top-notch things happening at WrestleMania. You know, it's not top-notch, unfortunately, given one of the competitors in this upcoming match at WrestleMania, this women's showcase, Fatal 4-Way. It's so easy. Like, to me, I would just say, hey, let's put this match on night one. The winners face the tag team champions, who are only in a six woman, on night two. And then you do a match there. We got Raquel Rodriguez defeating Natalya, Shayna Baszler, and Sonya Deville. It was fine. You know, everybody got brief moments to shine. Raquel, they emphasized her strength. Mm, you know, always. Sonya Deville is as devious as ever. I'm not invested in who wins or who loses here. I mean, it feels obvious given that one of the competitors is freaking Ronda Rousey. But what do you think, Alex? What do you think of this match? And what do you think of the four-way going into Mania?
It was it felt like that men's match that we had earlier in the night. It was, okay, cool. Like, how many times can we emphasize and show the hulkish strength of Raquel and, you know, everything, all the tomfoolery that goes on in the ring, and, you know, the Natalya getting involved in every one of these type of style matches. She's been involved in every one of these women's matches. I understand, like, they don't have, like, they're trying to rebuild their women's division slowly. Obviously, a lot have been out, and a lot of things have happened, but I'm hoping that it does start catching fire. Because I need my women in WWE to like grab the spotlight again, man. There was a time there, Robert, that we saw the women really take over, and when we saw the Evolution pay-per-view for them. I forget, is that what it was called? I completely forgot now.
No, it was the Evolution pay-per-view.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, good. Like there was so many things that they were finally getting a foot forward, and it just felt like it's kind of stopped a little bit.
Yeah, I think you should never be going into a WrestleMania, even a month out, and not have a spot for a Becky Lynch. I've said this on other podcasts. I would like to say it here. You wouldn't do that to Randy Orton. You don't go into WrestleMania and go, well, Randy Orton's not fighting for the world title, so I guess he doesn't have a spot on the card. Of course, they did have a plan for Becky. But the idea that there were even these questions going in is something that should be eradicated in future years, and you would hope that they start to put more emphasis on their women to just be able to have matches that, you know, it could be a grudge match. Why are we doing Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch? It doesn't need to have a belt attached. It could be like any other grudge match in history. I want to see more from the women as well.
Yeah.
I do hope we get more of that this year, because I know that the booking in the last year, year and a half has been kind of meh for the women. And I hope that there is that fire lit. But for now, Raquel Rodriguez and her strength does pull out the win. I don't even think it's a question. Ronda Rousey, if she's healthy and in the ring on Sunday, she's winning the women's showcase. And then we get more Hall of Fame talk. We see Rey Mysterio backstage and Legado del Fantasma comes up to him and they say, you know, it breaks my heart what you've been going through. Santos says, I'm a father. It hurts to see what you're doing, but I hope that after WrestleMania, everything straightens stuff out. You give Dominic the beating he deserves. And he says, hey, I really appreciate what you guys have done for me. But the next time we're together, we're going to be together in style. And he hands out 4 shirts, and as first reported by Fightful Select, the best $5 in the industry, the LWO is back.
I love it. I'm so with it, man. As a Latino myself, I was ready to look for that t-shirt somewhere that probably doesn't fit me because I've washed it too many times, and it has so many holes that it probably says LO on it.
I gotta say, when the LWO first happened, I was a little younger, and I was also just like, there were a lot of world orders at the time. There was Wolfpack and black and white. This was cool to see. At a time where I think the need for representation and the request for representation is at an all-time high, I think this is a great way to get eyeballs on the product and to really help the former Legado, now LWO, get even more over than ever before. Really cool spot for Zelina. And I'm assuming, I know nothing, but I have to assume that at some point during Backlash or the SmackDown beforehand, we're going to see Bad Bunny rocking an LWO.
Can you imagine that? That would be the most sold t-shirt.
And now it's the most sold
t-shirt. Yes, 100%. Yes, yes.
It really is really cool that they were able to do this. I'm so happy for Santos. I think he's way better than he was given credit for in NXT, which is surprising because NXT is the land for people like him who can work. Joaquin Wilde, I've been watching for years, is DJ Z.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz del Toro, great tag team wrestler. And Zelina Vega, man. Zelina Vega is someone who oozes star potential to me. And I hope that she can really get elevated.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Through this and through the LWO, but what do you think? What do you see for them in the immediate future?
I hope that they do decide. I mean, it's just a gimmick, you know, and by gimmick, I mean, it's not something that they're going to just use to get themselves obviously in with the Latinos in the island and sell some merch. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did this with Jinder Mahal when he became world champion, because they were opening up a door that would lead them into, you know, television production out there in India and partnerships. So I hope that this is more than that. I hope they do take it seriously, because I believe this team, like Legado de Fantasma, they're just amazing. They're just so damn good. And like you said, Zelina, I mean, you brought her back. So, you know, make good with her, man. Put her out there. She's amazing.
Yes, and she's got crossover potential with the video game work, and she wants to do more in the movie scene. They have a real shot here, and I hope they deliver, because like you said, we've seen examples of, okay, we're going to give you this because we're trying to make good in this market. Yes. But you're in a time now where you can really deliver, and you can really, you know, there's always a talk of making the next Rey Mysterio for the Hispanic market. First of all, Cream always rises to the top regardless of any of that. And I think Rey was a special talent, just like Eddie was a special talent. I think Santos is as special of a talent as those guys. And I'm hoping that the LWO allows for not only that, but let's see some music videos. Let's see some, you know, we got social media. Let's see them just hanging out. Like, they have to feel like a real kinship.
Yeah.
I hope we get to see that.
Put them on television, like the old school promos with Eddie in WCW, you know, when they're at the parties with the mamacitas, you know, and the lowriders, you know, I would love to see that again. As corny as it was back then, I'd love to see how corny it is now.
I think a lot of people would like to see that. And they have the chance to not only do that, but do so much more. You can spotlight so much. And this is one case where I really hope they take advantage of everything that they have. And maybe even this is a pathway for new names to be added into the fold.
For sure.
And moving on from that, we have the staple of WrestleMania season and WWE television in general, the Can They Coexist Tag Team Extravaganza, as Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, formerly known as the Banger Bros. Gee, I wonder why they didn't trademark that. Going against Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser of Imperium. It's good. I love Sheamus. I love Drew. I think they're going to beat the crap out of each other.
And yes. Influencer.
That's the match I want to see.
That's the match. 100%.
The match. And this was more of a, can you top this? I'm not big on two great workers like Vinci and Kaiser being used in such a squash manner. But what do you think of this match?
Yeah, I thought it was all right. I can't wait to finally just see them go all out. You know that all these matches, you know, they do this every year when we're getting close to Mania. They'll have five different ways they'll do the same match until the actual fighters meet at the grandest stage of them all, right? So I can't wait to see how badly Sheamus is gonna look, because you know he's gonna be beaten, you know he's gonna be bloodied, his whole body's gonna be one giant welt, you know. And I have a feeling that both Drew and Gunther are gonna they're gonna chop him. It's gonna look like ground beef just comes straight out of the grinder, bro.
And Gunther, he's broken several records. He broke the Royal Rumble record. He's become the longest reigning champion of the 21st century and the longest reigning Intercontinental champion since Honky Tonk Man, which feels like something that we shouldn't even be saying. Like, Honky Tonk Man, that was over 30 years ago. And it's surprising that it took someone this long to get in that realm.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what they'll do. I believe they're working Sunday, but either way, I'm looking forward to seeing what those guys bring.
Hey, and you know what, Robert? We were just talking about Zelina. Did you know that she is at the Hall of Fame with her hubby? They're sitting towards the back on stage at the Hall of Fame, and so is Andrade.
Nice, because honestly, something like the Hall of Fame should not have any promotional boundaries.
I know it's just people, you know, it's significant others, but there's a lot of crossovers going on right now there.
I see a comment here that's asking if we're doing Humber Chats. Yes, we are doing Humber Chats at humberchats.com. Of course, get your Humber Chats in. We're going to talk about the rest of SmackDown. We're going to talk about Mania. And, you know, we both got the Hall of Fame on. Maybe we'll comment a little bit on that as well. Because honestly, it is a quick episode of SmackDown because, you know, blink and there you go. Cody Rhodes is in the ring. They do a wonderful video package. I don't know what song that was, but that was a prime example.
It was really good.
The WWE machine.
Yes.
And, you know, I think Mick Foley said it best when he said, we're looking at a moment where if Cody doesn't win, he's essentially being Lex Luger'd. And I mean, honestly, yes, he would be. He came out to the ring. He said, what do you want to talk about? But there is only one thing to talk about. He talked about how Roman said he couldn't get over in his own company, which is ironic because, you know, Roman's had the WWE machine behind him for 11 years, and it only started working in year 8. Roman comes to the ring and doesn't say much. He simply just says, I'm not even going to talk to them tonight, meaning the WWE Universe. I just want to talk to you. Cody Rhodes, acknowledge me.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that moment, Cody's been very, very good at all of this. He legitimately feels like a star anywhere in the world. But when you've got a guy like Roman Reigns basically calling your punk card, I imagine you'd want to be just about anywhere in the world, Alex. And funnily enough, we have another fantastic sponsor that if you want to be anywhere in the world for one night, two nights, 5 minutes, they'll help you do it. Talking about our good friends at NordVPN.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. I travel a lot. I'm on that unsecured Wi-Fi when I'm on the plane, when I'm at the airport, when I'm at the hotel. NordVPN.com/Fightful helps me stay safe and secure. And I can change my virtual location with just one click. So if I'm across the country, I can change my virtual location and get access to all the shows that I'm already paying for. But not just that. I can get pay-per-views much more affordably, a lot of content more affordably, with a wider array of content. Thanks to that ability to change my virtual location with just one click with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and it works on all my devices, whether it be a laptop, desktop, PC, router, TV. NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered, and we have you covered with a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of 4 months free. On top of that great service, the fastest VPN in the world. 3 great tiers, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Yes. So thankful to NordVPN. Legitimately, they've been with us for so long, and they're very good to us, and we appreciate them, and we hope that you guys use them, because honestly, it does help. You want the original WWE Network when you watch WrestleMania? Maybe NordVPN can help you out. But Alex, a bit of a short burst of a SmackDown episode, but how are you feeling going into WrestleMania? Are you hyped for this WrestleMania?
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't before. This whole week, I've just been down on it. I didn't think very much. I was like, it doesn't feel like WrestleMania week. I don't know why. And normally, I'm so excited. I'm watching all the shows, but I'm ready. I'm ready for it. I think I'm ready to sit down, eat some pizza, have my drinks and see what the old big old WWE machine is going to throw at us, Robert.
One person in the chat is ready for SummerSlam because they want to know, apparently Triple H is a big Dom fan. Are we going to get Dominic versus Cody at SummerSlam? I think we'd get a lot of things before we get Dominic and Cody at SummerSlam. I think that's a match that'll happen. I don't think it'll happen on a pay-per-view just yet. So let's talk about WrestleMania, Alex, because we know that WrestleMania Night 1 is kicking off with John Cena, Cody Rhodes, yeah. United States title. How do you see this one going?
I see Theory taking it home, man.
Do you really?
I got to pass the baton at some point. You know, the old guard has to kind of say, okay, he can't be the person he talked bad about earlier on in his career.
Yeah, I think the positioning on the card is what hurts it for me, because if it was the middle of the card, not the opener, not the closer, I'd say Theory's got a shot. But with it opening the show, I'm a little worried that they want to start off with a bang, and the bang is John Cena wins. And I think John Cena could win. And I'll go a step further. I think John Cena gets on the microphone and says, I've been here a while. I missed a couple of WrestleManias. I got a couple matches to make up for. And I know there's a second night tomorrow. Ooh. What do you say we do a little bit of an open challenge? And wow. I think that would be such a fun way to incorporate the two-night WrestleMania deal. Now, granted, after John Cena verbally took a dump on Austin Theory, I don't think that would help Austin Theory. But the fan in me would like to see John Cena a little more than once, more than a one and done at 8 p.m. on a Saturday night, you know? And I think I'll say WWE does the right thing and puts Theory over, final prediction, but I could see John Cena doing something special.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope that he just doesn't get in his plane and travels out for a new movie.
And then we got Seth Rollins, Logan Paul, and I think this is begrudgingly a match that I hear a lot of people say could steal the show.
Oh boy.
At WrestleMania. How do you feel about Logan Paul?
I am not a fan. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk. I despise him. I'm sorry. It's just.
Trust me. I know for a fact that you're not the only person who feels that way. Hi there.
I wonder if he's going to be a backlash. That's all I got to say.
I could see them wanting him maybe in Puerto Rico because of where they're doing backlash. But I don't know. I think he's going to lose.
Same.
I'll say that. I think he's going to lose.
Yes.
And Seth Rollins will be on his way to another WWE championship soon.
Because
I think either that belt is getting split or those brands are merging. But Seth Rollins is a main event player, and I see that being a major factor going forward.
Agreed.
And then, of course, we talked about it. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Look, WrestleMania is a time for happy endings. But I got to believe Dom has to go over.
Me too.
Dom has to go over. Before the LWO thing, I was thinking, you know, maybe a little Charlotte Bad Bunny Rey Mysterio action against Judgment Day. Now I'm not so sure with the LWO, but I think Dom needs to beat his dad at WrestleMania, if for nothing else but the bragging rights. Fun fact, last time WrestleMania went Hollywood, it was Rey versus Eddie.
Oh my God.
Perhaps the sins of the father, and maybe the son gets some vengeance. Who really knows? But I think that's a beautiful tie in there. And then we've got an interesting match because it's Becky Lynch, Lita, and Trish against Damage Control. Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. I normally say the baby faces should just win here. Happy ending. But I want to see Becky Lynch get some fire. And I want her to defend those tag titles. So does Damage Control get a win here to force a title match on night two?
No, I don't think they're going to do the old guard dad dirty, man. You know?
Yeah. I mean, did you know I did this for an article. You know, it's only Lita's second match at WrestleMania.
Wow.
Second wrestling match at WrestleMania, which is, I think that needs to be rectified. But we got a comment here from Drinking at Moe's. It says, adrenaline in my soul. Something, something. 100th episode. Much love. Happy Mania weekend.
Yeah.
Do you have the adrenaline in your soul?
I was on his 100th episode of his podcast, Drinking at Mo's. So I was super excited. If you guys, anyone out there, make sure you go check it out. It came out today.
Gonna have to check that out. Now, are you drinking the Flaming Mo?
I was not allowed to drink on the show. I would probably gotten in trouble. So
fair enough. Let's talk about SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte and Rhea. We both kind of said this.
Yeah.
Rhea needs to win. She needs to win. If Rhea Ripley loses, that's almost as damning as Cody Rhodes losing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see that. I hope I don't see that happen. I should. Yeah.
I think they could stand to steal the show, Alex. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is my match to take the show and show off the power of these two, their storytelling and their physicality. Because Rhea could take it, and I think Charlotte is going to want to.
You know what? We got to scroll back to that main event segment, because, yes, I did forget about this. Cody Rhodes just started blurting out the lyrics to California Love. And no, sir, I did not have that on my bingo card for anything this year. And then he catches himself and just goes, I'm going to stop there. That seems like it's a little not family friendly for Fox. Cody Rhodes rapping California Love. What do you think?
Cody Rhodes is having the time of his life. He's really happy. So I've said this before, Robert. I said that I thought, and I'm not trying to be mean or say anything bad, but I thought maybe he needed some type of therapy for, you know, that piece of his life that was missing and everything with his dad. But I think that the therapy was going back to WWE and doing what he's doing now. I think when he's done with this run, he'll be solidified and he can happily move on to something else if he were to choose to.
I think it's a wonderful thing that you said there with the idea of it being therapy, because sometimes we amp ourselves up and we talk so much about, you know, closing the door by proving them wrong. The best success is living a happy life. But sometimes, truly and honestly, if the room is there to close the door and finish the story, no pun intended, I think everybody deserves that moment. And Cody Rhodes did a lot of great for the industry. He helped start AEW, and you can never take that away from him.
Nope.
But I think that it's beautiful for him. It's beautiful for his family, for his mother. You can tell the genuine raw emotion when he speaks about his father and about this story. And I think, here's the fun part. He wants it so bad.
Yeah.
When is the last time you saw a guy who has all the tools to be the top guy just basically beg for it in every possible way? And I think Cody Rhodes deserves his shot at the top.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Rapping Tupac, I don't know if that's going to stick around as much as so what do you guys want to talk about? Stuck around. Let's talk about night two of WrestleMania. We talked about the women's showcase four-way. I don't really have much to say there. I think Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler take it.
Yeah.
And I think they eventually take the women's tag team titles from Becky Lynch and Lita.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, Omos, what you think?
Honestly, I would love to see Omos go over there. I don't know why. What does Brock Lesnar have to prove by beating Omos? Honestly, what is on his bingo card? I like that what you said, so I'm gonna steal it. Well, what's on his what's his bingo card filled with? He's done everything. He's shown the world what he can do. Last year, he flipped the ring over with a freaking bulldozer. You know, in so many matches that there's so many matches that he's been a part of where he's shown the beast that he is. I don't think he needs that anymore. I think it would be cool to put Omos over here.
I think if Omos felt strong going into this, I really feel like he could have won here. But I think this is simply a showcase. Brock suplexes him, maybe gets him up for an F5. The place goes nuts. And we're out of there in 5 minutes is what I think.
Really? Wow. That's crazy.
It's it sucks because you want people to start putting over younger talent.
I know.
But then I wonder if, like, you're not giving the fans that beautiful moment of what they want. Sort of just like what I just saw on the Ring of Honor show, but another great podcast is going to talk about that stinker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but I think Lesnar's going over. Hell in a Cell, Edge and Finn Balor. We got the Devil and the Demon. The Demon Finn Balor is back after, I think, like 2 years, like 4 years, I think.
Yeah, Vince did not like that whole gimmick. He did the whole like that thing with
Roman.
With Roman,
he's flopping like a fish at Extreme Rules. Yeah, look, it takes a lot to come back from that. I'm sure Edge is going to do his damnedest to make the Demon feel special. But babyface has to go over. It's Mania.
Yes, yeah.
Now Edge was on the Sportsnet Today podcast and said he's got a lot of stupid stuff planned for Hell in a Cell. Are they going on top of the cage? Do you think they go on top of the cage?
I think that if this was Vince's old WWE, you would not see it. But I think Trips is like, go for it. Be safe. Please be very safe. and you know, there's going to be a lot of other things happening. You know, there's a lot of things reporting over on Fightful. You know, that there might be some certain people and certain little things happening.
Yes. Maybe there's something to that devil aspect, a brooding element, you might say.
If you will.
If you will. But we talked about this. This is my match of the weekend, if all goes well. Intercontinental Championship, Gunther, Sheamus, McIntyre. Who wins? This is the one toss-up of the weekend, I think.
I think, oh, man, do we give Gunther his due in, you know, I don't know, like, he's such an overpowering menace. I don't want to see him lose. I would just, if I was WWE, I'd let him keep it till SummerSlam and have a bigger match in SummerSlam. But, man, it's hard to think that he's going to keep it here.
If he makes it to Thursday, if he wins on Sunday and makes it to Thursday, he hits 300 days.
Yeah.
I don't know if he gets there. I think Drew McIntyre wins.
Yeah. I'm with you.
By defeating Sheamus. And then I think they do something of a series for the titles. You know, I think it's Drew McIntyre winning the IC title, kind of back where he started. He never really got to enjoy the run. He talked about that. I think Sheamus eventually gets it from him, though, because Sheamus deserves that ultimate grand slam.
Yeah, I it'll be big when Sheamus gets it. I think people are going to get behind him. You know,
if they can, Money in the Bank is in the UK. If they can kind of get around that area, when you do it, I think that's the moment.
Yes, pull that trigger, baby.
Yeah, we talked about the women before, but let's talk about the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair and Asuka. I haven't loved the build. I'll just say I think the build has sucked.
Where is the build for this, Robert? Because I haven't seen anything.
It's not great in any way, shape, or form. WWE is 100% relying on these women will kill it, and that's all we need. Yeah. And I hope that they do. Bianca Belair reaches the 1 year mark with the championship. Does she make it out with the title? And if so, what's next for Bianca?
I don't know, man. I think that I think Asuka gets this in front of the crowd victory. You know, she got the belt during the pandemic because Becky had to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think she gets it, man.
I would like to see that. I think they stick with Bianca. I'll say this. I think that they will, if they can resist their best urges, I think they keep Bianca and Charlotte separate for a year. And I think that's one of your main matches for Mania in Philadelphia next year.
Wow.
I think Bianca has been breaking a lot of records, and people are still in to what Bianca's doing. So
that's true. And WWE is very big on records, and
yeah, records in a predetermined industry, Alex. What does it mean? I mean, we have a comment here that's asking, you know, isn't she undefeated at Mania? They could be very well setting her up as Miss WrestleMania. She is undefeated, and she's doing a lot of great, great stuff. I think she wins. I'm happy either way. Unlike in this main event, Alex, where I will only be happy in one way, and that's, you know, we got to have two things need to happen at this WrestleMania. We need new tag team champions because Owens and Zayn need to win the main event of the show, and Cody Rhodes needs to beat Roman Reigns and become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion.
Yeah, and then he splits the titles and says, listen, I only want to be WWE Champion. This whole Universal crap ain't for me.
Yeah.
gives it away.
In so many words, I agree. And I think a new belt, a new design, that's just me. I'm that kind of guy. I'm a bit of a belt mark. I think new belts and new, they help establish new eras. And yeah, I think that's what WWE needs here. But Cody Rhodes has to win, otherwise everything sucks.
Oh yeah, this is time for the Cody era. And they need to get their return of investment. You seen the Superstore? There's my broken freaking peck. Cody Rhodes doll. Like, come on, not doll, action figure.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, the entire peck is purple. It's a wonderful action figure. But guys, that's WrestleMania. That's been SmackDown. There's so much going on. There's a watch along of Rampage. There's going to be an ROH post show. ROH just wrapped up, so we're going to wrap it up. You can follow me everywhere. You see right there on your screen, @DudeFelice. Alex, where can the people find you?
Yes, my friends, you can find me on the Instagram and TikToks. That's where I've been hanging out with all the cool kids. It's _AlexisCardoza on TikTok and Twitter. I don't know how long Twitter's going to last for with all this crazy stuff that's been happening, but
yeah, I would have a backup.
Yeah. So, and then obviously I am on the Instagram as well. It's just Alexis Cardoza. So yeah, man, I am super stoked. This has been an honor to do the show with you, man. I know we've kind of crossed paths through the interwebs, but now we are officially
done. I hope we get to do it again. I very much enjoyed this.
Yes, sir. Same.
Guys, Fightful Select is your premium source for all things wrestling every other day of the year, this weekend in particular. Please, please stay tuned to Fightful Select. Best $5 in the industry. Sean's going to have so much Mania weekend scoops, whether he's there, whether he's back home, and he will be back home for night one of WrestleMania. I'm sure he'll be on that post show. There's so many interviews coming down the pipeline. There's so many interviews up now with Billy Starks. We've got so much going on. We got Charlotte Flair from the Media Scrum. We got Bianca Belair from the Media Scrum. There's so much fun stuff happening. It's all at Fightful Select. Of course, thanks to everyone for checking us out. Thanks for everyone who writes over at Fightful. I'll be here all weekend. Alex, I'm sure you and I will cross paths again.
Hell yeah.
I really hope so. Guys, thanks for hanging out. But until next time, we are out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.